Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the third and final hour of what has been an absolutely exhilarating, exhausting, uplifting broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. Broadcasting to you live tonight, this Saturday evening, September 29th, from our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online to a truly worldwide audience of global listeners at the politicalcesspool.org. Tonight's show's been so busy, as soon as I leave the studio tonight, I'm going to go out and get a shot of sweet tea. And go home and tuck my baby into bed and call it a night, I guess. Go to church in the morning. That's what all extremists do, right? Well, that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, joining me, we've been pumping up his appearance over the course of the opening 2 hours of tonight's broadcast. Our featured guest for the evening is Paul Fromm, very good friend of mine, a man who I've been collaborating with since this show's very inception. He's been appearing with us since 2004. He does great work, and we're happy to be in league with him. Paul Fromm, of course, is the director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression. He also heads up a Canada First Immigration Reform Group, and he's on with us to report on recent outrages about the Canada Border Service Agency, the CSBA, operating as politically correct thought police and seizing books and pamphlets carried by travelers inbound to Canada. And as Paul sent out to his email list earlier tonight, among recent seizures is a copy of Racism's Racism. That's my book. Been deemed as hate propaganda and has been seized by the Canadian border authorities, the smug, self-righteous heirs of Red China, I guess. Paul, thank you, first of all, for bringing me up to speed on this breaking news story and for making yourself available on such short notice to shed more light to it, my friend.
Well, you're more than welcome, James, and I wish it was a matter of being able to bring you good news, but
well, we don't expect that around here.
No. The war for freedom of speech, I'm afraid, is never over. You know, it doesn't matter what fine protections you might have in a constitution or a charter of rights and freedoms as we have in Canada. as long as you've got totalitarian-minded people who want to determine what somebody else can read or own or see, we've got a problem. So, yeah, but basically, I've one of the major problems in Canada in terms of free speech, and I guess it's really the one that concerns us tonight, is the power of our customs, or now they call themselves the Canadian Border Service Association, but their power to seize material and to deny it entry, to confiscate it on the basis that it's pornography or hate propaganda. Not all your audience may agree with this. I don't believe in any censorship laws, James. I don't care whether it's about sex or about politics or race or history. I think adults should have the right to express themselves, whether it's in videotape or pamphlet or book or booklet or whatever. But what we're really concerned about here tonight is the is politics, and so our customs for give them a short form have the right to examine in kind people coming into Canada, whether they're foreigners or Canadians, and the case I'm talking about is Canadian, and determine whether the goods that they're bringing with them are prohibited in some way. Now, of course, there's a long list of prohibited goods: certain types of weapons, drugs, endangered species, and so on. But we're not talking about that. We're talking basically about literature. And so situation that is being brought to my attention in my role as the director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression involves a fellow who seems to really have been targeted. He's a young guy, and he was returning July the 8th after a meeting of the Council of Conservative Citizens, with which we're both involved, James.
And of course, we broadcast live that night, Paul.
That was down in Nashville.
Right.
And when he returned that time, he had a number of publications with him, all of which were seized as potential hate propaganda. For instance, there was a DVD called The Frankfurt School. That's about a conspiratorial group of communists who were involved in Germany and then transferred to the United States in the 1930s. And this group of people, intellectuals, lay behind a lot of the movements that have caused so much trouble in America today. The radical feminist movement, the homosexual so-called rights movement, the attack on historical figures, and so on. So anyway, I've seen this video. I've shown it in Canada. It's a great video. Well, that was seized. Also seized was the, it comes out, I guess, three times a year. It's a newspaper of the Council of Conservative Citizens called the Citizens Informer. Also seized was something called the Occasional Papers of the Conservative Citizens Foundation. And this is a kind of scholarly series of studies. This one was called Preemptive Ideology. Also seized was a booklet, and that booklet was a speech by the late Senator Jesse Helms about the Martin Luther King holiday and its meaning. I met Senator Helms, but I was particularly incensed at the seizure of this booklet because it was forwarded by Sam Francis, who I guess you and I both knew some years ago prior to his death. Also seized was something called the First Freedom Newspapers, which was published in Alabama. And another thing that was seized was called the Alabamian. And that's kind of a newsletter put out by the Alabama Council of Conservative Citizens. And I know the editor well, Leonard Wilson, in North Alabama. And what it consists basically of interesting newspaper clippings kind of pasted together and put out in newsletter form. And these items were all seized. And some determination supposed to be made within 60 days. Now, those 60 days have come and gone. The person who was the victim of this seizure has not yet been informed. But the point is, he is out these goods. These are his property, and he does not have the use of them. Well, he was down at another meeting in the United States, and coming back about...
I hate to interrupt. I know you're laying out the case here, but we're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay.
We're going to recap what you have explained to the audience thus far and then pick it up where we're leaving off right now when the political cesspool returns after these words from our sponsors. We're on the line tonight with our featured guest, my good friend Paul Fromm, director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression, and he will be back with us right after this.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, we're back with Paul Fromm, director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression. He is very detailed in laying out his case for the topic that has brought him back to the show tonight. Of course, Paul, a good friend of mine, been appearing on this show since day one, and for good reason. Paul, I'm actually fielding your fan mail right now. A listener in Southern California has written in to tell me what a great guest you are and what a tireless advocate for the freedom of speech you are. That is Don in Southern California. And Don, I agree with you, my friend, and welcome you to the show. Glad you're tuned in. And of course, we're all glad that Paul Fromm is with us tonight. As always, we wish it could be under better circumstances, but we are here and we're going to battle through the good times and the bad times. Paul?
Well, that's it, James.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of successes on the free speech front in Canada. We've gotten at least one of the two laws that under which they can restrict the Internet repealed. But, you know, it's an endless battle. But no, going back to my story, I was talking about this fellow who was detained and had some really innocuous literature confiscated back in July. Well, he was down in the United States again in mid-September, and on his way back, this is what was confiscated as potential hate propaganda. 10 copies of something I published called the Canadian Immigration Hotline, which is basically an ongoing survey of outrages and abuses of Canada's immigration system. A flyer called Saving Eagles Library. Now, this is an art gallery and library in near Sevierville, Tennessee, belonging to Ingrid Rimland, who is a prominent activist. It's a library. You know, this is a flyer. Finally, I think the thing probably the most, well, two things that probably most interest you, your book, Racism, Schmacism, and this young fellow's laptop. All of those, he doesn't have the use of them now. They will be examined for potential hate propaganda, and at some point there'll be some sort of decision. You know, people say, "Well, okay, well, but what are they looking for? What do they mean by hate?" Well, on the seizure form, they actually tick off a couple of things that give you an idea. For instance, it might be hate if it blames a privileged group for serious economic or social problems. Now, when I say privileged, this would be race, religion, sex, sexual orientation. So if the literature blames one of these groups for serious economic or social problems, well, you know, that makes a whole lot of areas difficult to discuss. I'm not sure all that was in your book, Racism, Schmacism. I've sold it. I've had no trouble selling it in Canada. But if you suggest, for instance, that perhaps blacks have a higher crime rate in the United States than whites do, that might well run afoul of this, blaming, in this case, a particular group for serious economic or social problems.
Well, basically, Paul, I will tell you, if it's anything like, and I know you are Canadian, you're a very prominent Canadian activist, a very famous Canadian activist, and that is not to blow smoke at you in any way whatsoever, it's just the truth. You're very well known in Canada for being a champion of freedom of speech and expression issues, and as a Canadian, you travel to the United States to speak and to lecture quite often. We've hosted you in Memphis on several occasions, but if it's anything in Canada like it is here, my friend, you'll know that if you objectively criticize any minority group, if you do basically anything except lavish, uncensored praise upon them, I have a feeling they're going to frown upon that which you may be reading or carrying or thinking in this case.
The dangerous thing is that facts may have nothing to do with it. Another category that was checked was this. A particular group weakens or threatens society. Well, again, I'm not sure all of what was in the literature. This might not affect the immigration hotline that I published, but it might or might not have applied to what you wrote. Supposing you just discuss the homosexual agenda and say that going along with, for instance, homosexual marriage, the blurring of the distinction between the sexes, the roles of the sexes, is bad for society, which I believe, and I'm pretty sure you believe that too,
of course.
James. That might run afoul of this category. I mean, these are simple-minded, broad categories, and some, you know, semi-literate person taking a quick look at the literature would say, there he's saying something negative about Negroes. Oh, there he's saying something negative about homosexuals. We'll keep it. Now, that's part of my objection to this type of legislation, that it allows the seizure, and I mean the loss of a person's use of that material until it can be adjudicated farther up the line in Ottawa. And depending on what the ruling is, if it's favorable, well, okay, good. He gets his literature back, having lost the use of it for a while. If it's negative, then the decision has to be formed. But I don't think free men and women should have to parse and argue or defend their opinions to the government. I mean, I think that sort of debate should go on among people. You and I can have a debate about something like this, but it shouldn't be up to the government to decide. That's a forbidden opinion. You know, you racism, schmacism goes into the furnace.
Well, you know, we were commenting in the first previously before you appeared, Paul. You know, this is the kind of stuff of Stalinist Russia, of Maoist China, thought suppression, the banning of books and ideas. I mean, all of the things that they accuse us of propagating, they are in fact doing themselves, and it's, you know, the double standard never occurs to them.
You know, that's absolutely right. you know, we in the West are very smug, I think. Canada certainly is, and our media very much is. Always preaching, or I mean, fairly often preaching, and I would say rightly so, at communist China for its restrictions on free speech. I know that several of our major papers editorialized against what was happening to a particular Chinese artist named Wei Wei. Now, this fellow is world famous, and he made some criticisms of the Communist Chinese after the Summer Olympics 4 years ago. And at that time, he was put in jail for several months, 3 months, if I recall correctly. And then when he was let out, he was stripped of his political rights for 1 year, which meant that for a year he couldn't give foreign interviews, or he basically became a non-person. Well, we have put people under brutal restrictions from the use of the Internet for years on end in Canada. The media doesn't seem to have any interest in that. And this wholesale power of Canada Customs to seize literature and to declare it hate propaganda, to my way of thinking, is exactly the sort of thing that's done in Communist China. We condemn it when it's done over there. When it's done over here, at least in Canada, the press most of the time just gives a big collective horse yawn. They're just not interested at all. And I think that's really bad. That restriction on free speech.
Well, to say the least. Paul, I hate to interrupt you again, but I know we only had you booked for about 30 minutes tonight, which is now come and gone. Would you have the time to stay with us through the commercial break for one more segment? Because I have some wrap-up questions that I'd like to get to you. All right, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Fromm going to be with us through the break, so stay tuned, and more to come with him on the Political Cesspool.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Yeah.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We
gotta get out of this. Folks, I have to say, as biased as they may be, and I feel this way about every show. You know, people ask me, which guest was my favorite? Which show was your favorite? Well, it's like picking between your kids. I mean, you just can't do it. They're all my favorite. But I will say that this has been, without a doubt, one of the best shows of the year, one of the hardest-hitting shows of the year. And the fact that Paul Fromm is our guest right now certainly adds to its luster. Director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression. Talking about not one, but two incidents of a gentleman being stopped and detained by Canadian border authorities, his material being seized. And we're talking about, frankly, very mainstream material. You know, when you're talking about my book, the overall thesis of my book is that basically a racist is what anyone is called if you disagree with them in political discourse. Republicans accuse Democrats of being racist. Democrats accuse Republicans of being racist. My book was written in the style of, dare I say, Sean Hannity. It's a very mainstream book, and anyone who has read it can attest to that. And Paul was talking about some of the other items along with my book that were seized. A flyer for an art gallery. Speeches by Senator Jesse Helms. The very mainstream Frankfurt School video put out by the Council of Conservative Citizens. Paul Fromm's on newsletter. I have read all of these items, ladies and gentlemen, over the course of my life, and there's no reason that they should be seized and confiscated. And Paul, I just want to offer to the audience that the gentleman who is under investigation now for having these materials is not a known accomplice of ours or a known associate. He may be the best of men. He may be someone that we wouldn't hang out with in normal company. But the fact of the matter is that you heard about that, these manifestations because you are so prominent in Canada as an advocate for freedom of expression, and that is how you caught wind of it. But let me ask you this.
Yes, I was. When people run into trouble like this, I'm one of the people they tend to approach because I've championed a great many people up here who have had their free speech rights curtailed or attacked, and sometimes we get directly involved in backing them. In other cases, we try to get media attention. In other cases, we try to find them an attorney. But that's how I came to know of it. But I'm confident. First of all, I have the documents. I've been sent the notices of detention, or I mean, they talk about detention, but actually confiscation. So this is not a matter of rumor or word of mouth. I've got this solidly in front of me, and I'm also very confident of the material. You yourself are aware of a lot of it. You wrote racism, schmacism. You've contributed to the Citizens Informer. We're talking about
right.
Solid, sure, opinionated, but solid political material. And it's not whether or not in the end these things will be ruled hate propaganda. I can't tell. My guess is probably not. But it's the fact that they are seized, that the individual in question goes through the stress, humiliation, and so on, and the loss of these materials for however long, months, perhaps maybe even longer. I mentioned just before the break there that the books will be destroyed. One of the people we tried to help a few years ago talked about a book from had a book by Dr. David Duke seized, and he asked the people at the customs, well, okay, once you've decided whether it's hate propaganda or it isn't, and they decided it was, a prominent American writer, they decided that was hate propaganda. He said, well, what happens to it? He was told, well, you can mail it back to the publisher. Well, he said, okay, I'd like to do that. Oh, no, but you can't, he said. He was told he can't because you can't send hate to the Canadian mails. Oh, okay. How would I get it back? Well, There really would be no other way. Well, then what happens to it? Well, he says he was told it would be destroyed. Well, he said, how? Oh, it's burned. Now, you and I both know that, you know, going back to the time we were knee-high to a grasshopper, we were told about the horrible book burnings in Nazi Germany, what a terrible thing it was, and book burning such an outrageous affront to literature and to free thought. And I agree. Burning books is a disgusting thing. Well, we do it in Canada. That's exactly what happens to literature that is deemed to be hate propaganda. It's forwarded to the government, and they burn it. You know, so we've got book burners in Ottawa, and you know, I think this is something that if you're a concerned American, you know, if you don't like what you're hearing, I urge you to phone the Canadian consulate or the Canadian embassy in Washington on Monday, and give them a piece of your mind. Just say, you know, I might be reluctant to come to Canada as a tourist. I don't want to go through the hassle of having some, you know, brain dead half-wit go through the literature in my suitcase and decide whether something might be hate propaganda. I don't need that crap. You know, I thought I was, you know, I'm not going to communist Cuba. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of us underestimate the strength we have, you know, to complain. Our enemies are very good at this. They're, you know, the politically correct enemies that I know are constantly giving your show a hard time, James, have no problem with getting on the blower or typing off an email or a letter of complaint. You know, I think sometimes we... well, because we're freedom lovers, it's not really in our nature to, you know, we may not like what somebody else does, but we say, well, whatever. You know, but I think we have to be a little more militant about complaining when we're not happy.
Well, I have always said that we need to mimic the tactics of the left because they have been effective, for better or for worse, and almost without exception, it's been for the worst. But, Paul, I got to tell you. You have just given an absolutely exquisite commentary tonight in breaking down this issue. And I know in talking to you before the show on the phone, when you were filling me in on a lot of this, you said that obviously there are differences between America and Canada when it comes to our First Amendment. You obviously don't have that explicitly. There are differences with freedom of speech and association and even thought. What Canada has, the government of America is trying to get, but Canada is a little further along down the road of totalitarianism than we are at this point. But even by Canada standards, the objects that were seized, my book included, as you put it, couldn't be put in the list of hate propaganda, at least by objective assessors. Of course, we don't live in an objective society anymore. But let me just ask you this question, Paul, before we run out of time. If worse comes to worse, and they say, you know what, that speech you heard from Jesse Helms is hate literature, racism, fascism is hate literature, what penalties could this gentleman who brought these items into the country, into your country, Canada, what penalties could he face?
Well, for merely being in possession of it, no further penalty than the loss of his property, which, you know, he bought or was given or whatever, so that would be the maximum penalty.
Okay, so there is no. I was mistaken earlier in thinking that it was jail time or possible fine and or jail time. He wouldn't suffer that for just being in possession of it. That's what you're saying.
No, not okay. For being in possession.
All right, then I stand corrected.
They could perhaps go further if they thought he was importing it for the sale, and they wanted to have a full-blown trial on this under our hate law. The problem is there are defenses under the hate law. So what the customs do, and this is why censorship is so evil, this is a bully tactic. They take it. You know that to actually take it to court, if they rule against you, would cost you $20,000 to $40,000 perhaps. If you lose, you pay the government's costs as well. So to fight for, you know, to protect racism, schmacism, which, you know, might cost, what, $20? You know, it's utterly impractical, impossible for the average individual. So the fact is that they get to exercise this arbitrary power. They seize the material. If they determine it's not hate, you get it back. Or you may get it back in pretty damaged form, but you'll get it back at some point. If you don't get it back, you can appeal internally, and that's where I can help this fellow. I can write in a, you know, what you might call a bureaucratic level appeal. If that may win, that may succeed. But if it doesn't succeed, the only recourse then is a trial, which is extremely costly, and they know that.
They know that about little books
and you know, DVDs and CDs, that they're of, you know, relatively small value, and to go to court to fight for them is very costly. So this is what you might call a backdoor form of censorship.
Paul, again, we're out of time. We're running out of time. Very quickly, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We have about 5 seconds left. Give the website for Canadian Association for Free Expression so people can contact you.
Our website? Yeah, I'd be very glad to pass that on.
Hold on, Paul. We're going to let you do that after the break. Just sit tight, my friend. We're going to wrap up with you.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Folks, it's hard to believe that another show has nearly come and gone. This hour has gone by incredibly fast, with Paul Fromm as our guest. Peter Scoop Stanton, political cesspool correspondent, is waiting in the wings. But first, we want to properly and officially wrap up Tonight's featured interview with Paul Fromm, director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression. Been a riveting hour-long interview with Paul, who has stayed on for extended play this evening. And Paul, right before that last break cut us off, I was asking you to, by all means, and please, give the URL for your website so people can contact you, offer their support to you, and learn more about your work.
Yeah, I'll be glad to, James. So if you're interested in our free speech battle in Canada, our website is http://cafe, that's C-A-F-E, dot nfshost.com. So that's, once again, http://cafe.nfshost.com, and that's the Canadian Association for Free Expression, and be glad to have you come on board to offer your help or learn more about what's going on.
Paul, I hope that people will do that, and we certainly encourage them to do so. Thanks again for bringing word of this to our attention and for all the good work you do, my friend, on these vital issues with regards to our freedom of expression in Canada, America, and abroad. Paul Fromm, certainly a hero for our people. And Paul, we count down the days until you return to our show.
Well, thank you very much, and all the very best.
All right, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Fromm. And for those of you who have tuned in late, this interview will be available on our broadcast archives. We encourage you to check it out. Peter Scoop Stanton here to bat cleanup. No. He's not the cleanup batter. Pete Scoop Stanton is the closer. The closer of tonight's show, as he is customarily, the last guest of any given evening. And let's see what he has in store for us on this particular one. Pete, what do you got?
Good evening, James. Good evening, Cesspool family. This week on the Judge Report and numerous other websites, there's a YouTube clip about somebody in the Cleveland, Ohio area talking about Obama phones, how low-income people, people on disability, Social Security, whatever, are able to get these free cell phones. Well, just to give a reminder, about 2 years ago, the political cesspool broke the story. Ladies and gentlemen, you pay for these phones through taxes collected through your basic cable, internet, and telephone, and cellular phone providers. So they're not Obama phones, they're not government phones, they are your phones. That's number one. Number
Very good.
Two, with the election cycle, do not believe the polls numbers you get from the mainstream media. Yours truly and everybody else from the political cesspool hosting staff will not be voting for either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. However, in Virginia, which is a battleground state, the county I live in is a very, very, very blue county. Every other house with the election campaign poster out front is for Romney. Now, this is like campaigning for James Edward on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. So don't believe the poll numbers, but either way, we lose. Yours truly had a Ron Paul sign out in front of his house till the elements just got to it, and unfortunately I had to give it a proper burial. Thank you, James.
A very good start to the night, Scoop, as far as your, I would say weekly. You know, we Dr. Tom Sell was on for a few months straight there for a while, and I know, unlike our detractors, you have to work for a living, and you work nights quite a bit, so therefore, there's been a time or two here in recent weeks that you have not been able to join us, but on a normal week, let me put it that way, you are the one who closes out the show, the final segment of the final hour, Peter Scoop Stanton. That is his time. And you have come through with a couple of very interesting stories, which highlights a very interesting evening here in the Cesspool Scoop. And I know that you spend a few minutes of every day at thepoliticalcesspool.org. What do you make of the two big stories tonight? My book being seized, which we've talked about this hour, in Canada, and the Democratic Party of North Carolina, at least one of the county Democratic apparatuses there in North Carolina, writing a resolution condemning our good work.
James, I'm speechless. Could you run that first story about your book in Canada again?
Well, if you tuned in late, and apparently even sometimes our correspondents do so. Well, it's what Paul Fromm was talking about there just a moment ago. In Canada, a gentleman was flying back in to Canada from the United States. He had bought a copy of my book somewhere, and it was in his luggage, and they seized it and are investigating him now for having it, and they said that was hate propaganda. And then, of course, the issue with Walter Jones, apparently a month later, is still evergreen, and the Democratic Party of a certain county in North Carolina has written a resolution condemning our show for what good it does.
James, I'm sorry. I'm just absolutely speechless. I can't believe the Canadian authorities seized your book, which is more or less, if anything, it's a parody. I mean, your book never says, you know, this group is better than that group, we need to, you know, take these people out. It's just a parody. And for Canadian authorities to start seizing books, I mean, next thing you know, the RCMP is going to have a book burning party with thousands of copies of Racism Spacism.
Well, that's what, I apologize, Scoop. I shouldn't have put you in the compromising position. In fact, I know now you are at work this evening, and we had not yet put that up on the website, as this was a breaking story as the show was going on real time about what happened in Canada. And this gentleman had, arrived at an airport at his destination in Canada. They found the book in his luggage, seized it, said it was hate propaganda, so on and so forth. Now this gentleman is facing an investigation. As Paul Fromm, the director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression, just explained to us on the show. I know you're at work tonight. You didn't get a chance to hear that earlier, and nor would you have had a chance to read that earlier on the website because we had not yet posted it. So this is news to you. So again, you had no idea before I brought it up to you that this had occurred. But yes, and that's something that Paul Fromm mentioned, that they take books that they deem as hate literature and burn them in Canada. And so a fiery fate may await my own title here in the next few days in our neighbor to the north.
Right. Now, I missed the Fromm interview. Now, is there a group that can fight on, like, your behalf since you wrote the book?
Well, that is Paul Fromm, which is why he was on. Right. He is well-known in Canada for his work as director of the Canadian Association for Free Expression, for taking on these cases and instances. But yeah, so that's basically, I didn't mean to startle you there. I guess I just assumed that I knew about it. Everyone else must know about it too. But yes, it hadn't been on the website. You hadn't tuned into the show because you are at work this evening. You've taken a break to phone in. So anyway, that's the news from our neighbor to the north. And so now you are apprised, as everyone else is as well.
Right. I'll have a comment next week. As opposed for the county commissioners, talking trash about the political cesspool, you know, look in your own backyard. I'm sure they have crime in their neighborhood. The schools are falling apart. They're looking away to shake down taxpayers to increase their revenue or their tax base. I mean, the political cesspool is a radio show. And to take time out and condemn the political cesspool is just a waste of taxpayers' time. And I just love to see how that functioning government body is working in terms of infrastructure, schools, tax base, public safety, public transportation. I'll do some research and I'll try to give a report next week.
Yeah, I'll get it all to you. And you've been a champ, my friend, for taking this on the fly and just running with it. But I appreciate your contributions tonight, Scoop, as we do always. And in fact, Scoop forwarded on to me a couple of items we talked about earlier in the show. The issue pertaining to Samuel L. Jackson and the very vulgar, offensive ad for Obama's reelection, and the Whoopi Goldberg versus Ann Coulter on The View story. Both of those were items that were scouted out by Peter Scoop Stanton, our intrepid correspondents, and sent over to us for insertion into the radio program and our website. So Scoop doing things behind the scenes that most people don't know about, but that we certainly appreciate and recognize and give him all the credit for. Many of the stories you find at thepoliticalcesspool.org at any given day were uncovered by Peter Scoop Stanton and sent over to us for commentary. He's doing a good job for this show each and every week. Scoop, thanks so much for your contributions.
No problem. I just wish I could give a monetary contribution, but, you know, I'm back to rolling pennies for gasoline.
As we all are, my friend. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, same here.
All right, everybody. That was Peter Scoop Stanton, correspondent for the Political Cesspool radio program, been working with us for many, many years. That is our show for tonight, everybody. We'll be back with you next time here exclusively on the Liberty News Radio Network. I tell you, every day brings another story in the cesspool. So between now and next Saturday, who knows what we'll be, but you can keep up with it all real time at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Until then, live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you all. God keep you all. Have a good night. I'm James Edwards.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.